在我们这个礼拜的读经里面啊，会读到路加十七章。
In our weekly Bible reading, we are at Luke chapter 17.
那从十一节到十九节啊，记载主耶稣所行的一段事迹。
And from verse 11 to verse 17, it records a miracle performed by Lord Jesus.
我们来看路加十七章的十一节到十九节。
Let's look at Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 19.
那这一段圣经在讲什么？
And what does this passage talk about?
在讲主耶稣医好十个长大麻风的。
And it speaks about how Lord Jesus healed 10 lepers.
然后我们从里面一个人的回应啊，来看什么叫做感恩。
And we can study how this one leper responded to this grace of Jesus, so we can learn from him.
那对我们的生活有什么意义
？And how does his response something we can learn and apply to our lives?
我们看路加福音十七章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 17.
十一节跟。到十三节。
From verse 11 to 13, now it happened as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Verse 12, then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers who stood afar off. 13, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
这个地方讲主耶稣要经过一个村庄。
Here it states that Lord Jesus was going through a village.
那有十个长大麻风的来找他。
And there were 10 lepers that came to search for him.
那为什么十个长大麻风要来找主耶稣？
Why would these 10 lepers come to look for Jesus Christ?
因为从路加福音和主耶稣开始传道里，他行了很多神迹奇事，医病赶鬼，所以他的名声到处传扬。
Because the name of Jesus has gone abroad, we see recorded throughout the book of Luke that Lord Jesus had performed many miracles and signs, healing and saving many people from their diseases.
然后十三节哈，他说耶稣夫子可怜我们吧。
Verse 13 says, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
所以他来寻找主耶稣，主要是要得到主耶稣的怜悯。
And they searched for Jesus because they wanted to obtain Jesus' mercy.
所以他求主耶稣可怜他们。
And so they pleaded to Jesus to have mercy on them.
这一句话本身已经把一个人的自尊已经踩到地上了。
And this statement itself, this cry, has already abased their own self-dignity.
人怎么会向一个人说可怜我吗？
Why would anyone, plead to another and say, please have mercy on us.
除非他已经到了无路可走的地步。
Unless they have walked to the dead end and they have nowhere else to go.
那到底这十个可怜在哪里？
And what is the pitiful part about these 10 lepers?
就是长大麻风。
It is because they had leprosy.
那我们都了解这个长大麻风这个病会传染。
We know the leprosy is a contagious disease.
那这个病没有办法医。
And this disease is incurable.
因为会传染，所以要跟家人隔离。
And because this disease was incurable, they had to be separated from their own families.
他不能跟所爱的人住在一起。
They cannot live with their beloved ones.
还有家庭也没有正常的家庭生活。
They no longer had normal functional families.
那一直到死为止。
Until the day they die.
那这个病没有办法医，所以身体会逐渐烂掉。
This disease was terminable, so their bodies would start to corrode or rot away.
有的时候没有鼻子，有的时候没有耳朵，有时候手指头、脚趾头烂掉。
Sometimes they would lose their ears from rotting, or their nose, or their fingers, or their toes.
所以没有办法过正常人的生活。
They cannot live normal, healthy lives.
那这是肉体上的辛苦，这也是上心灵上的折磨。
And not only was this a trial and pain for them physically, but also a mental anguish.
而且到死为止，这没有希望了。
And until the day they die, they continue to be destitute and desperate.
那今天大麻风是什么？
And so today, what does leprosy represent to us?
因为如果我们只看字面的意思，对，这十个很可怜，我们也很怜悯他。
If we look just at reading the story, we too will feel sympathy for these 10 lepers.
啊，但是感谢主，我没有长大麻风。
And thank God, we do not have leprosy.
那我们再从属灵的层次来看。
But let's study leprosy from a spiritual perspective.
啊，路加福音第五章。
In Luke chapter 5.
啊，路加福音第五章。
Turn to Luke chapter 5.
三十节跟三十到三十二节。
From verse 30 to 32, and their scribes and Pharisees complained against his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" 31. Jesus answered and said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick." 32. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
啊，这里主耶稣到一个税吏名叫利未的家去坐席。
And here, Lord Jesus entered into a house of tax collector Levi to receive dinner.
那在当时，这个税吏跟罪人差不多是等号。
And at that time, tax collectors are equivalent to sinners as regarded by the society.
那人就问主耶稣啊。
And people asked Lord Jesus.
啊，说你们为什么跟税吏跟罪人一同吃喝呢
？Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners？
啊，因为对他们来讲啊，主耶稣如果是义人，怎么会跟罪人在一起呢
？Because if Lord Jesus professes that he is a righteous man, then why would he associate and be stained by being with sinners？
哦，但对主耶稣来讲啊，他来世界上的目的就是要拯救罪人。
But Lord Jesus said.This was the purpose why he came into this world, to save the sinners.
所以他才需要跟他们在一起。
And that is why he needs to associate with sinners.
那三十一节，有病的人不用医生。
Verse 31, those who are well have no need of a physician.
有病才用得着医生。
Only those who have sicknesses will have need of a physician.
那主耶稣这个病是什么？
And what is this disease?
这是三十二节。
Number 32.
我来不是招义人悔改，那是招罪人悔改。
I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
啊，所以这个病啊，就是指的罪。
And the sick refers to sins.
所以从属灵上来讲啊，没有得到救恩呢，我们身上都有很严重的病。
And therefore, from a perspective of a spiritual dimension, if we have not received salvation, we are all severely, terminally ill.
那这个病跟麻风一样。
And this sickness is likened to leprosy.
哦，到最后就会死亡。
At the very end, we will only die.
不但肉体会死，灵性也会死。
Not only will flesh be subject to death, but also our spiritual souls will be subject to eternal death.
而且罪如果没有得到解决，我们的一生会受到罪的控制。
And if our sin's problem has not been resolved, then all this life will be subject to the bondage of sin.
那会让我们做很多我们不想做的。
And our lives will be subject to enslavement to do things that we do not wish to do.
然后会让我们很多想做的做不出来。
And it will refrain us from doing things that we ought to do.
好，那这样啊，我们就失去了自由，一直到死为止。
And so we have lost our liberty until the day we die.
所以今天啊，神给我们最大的恩典是什么
？And so what is the greatest grace that the Lord God has given us today?
就是重新改造我们这个罪人。
It is to recreate us into from a sinner into a new creation.
使他成为一个新人。
So that we can become a new creation in Christ.
这是最大的恩典。
This is the greatest grace ever.
所以在以弗所书里面，我们看以弗所书的第二章。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书的第二章。
Ephesians chapter
2. 第十节。
Verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
这里说我们是他的工作
We are his workmanship
我们今天的我是神的工作
The person that we are today is the result of the workmanship of God
那怎么做成了
And how can we become his workmanship
在耶稣里基督里造成的
Created in Christ Jesus for good works
那我到底是谁
And who is this I that is here
那在彼得前书里面我们来看彼得前书
And First Peter explains.
彼得前书的第二章
Chapter 2、
第九节
Verse 9 But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
虽然信主，我们从外面来看来好像没有什么不同。
Maybe after we believe in Jesus Christ, it may seem that we're no different from the people in this world.
但是从属灵上有极大的不同。
But from the spiritual perspective, we are really, greatly different.
所以第九节说我们是被拣选的族类。
For we have become a chosen generation.
被拣选本身就是神的恩典。
And to be chosen itself is a great blessing of God.
然后我们是有君尊的祭司。
We now have a royal priesthood status.
我们可以直接在神的面前来献灵祭。
We can approach the throne of grace and be in His presence to give our spiritual sacrifices directly.
那我们是圣洁的国度。
And we are also a holy nation.
是没有罪的国度。
It is a nation that is without sin.
我们是属神的子民。
We are His own special people.
是归属神的。
We belong to Him.
那这么宝贵的身份。
And this such precious status.
是怎么造成的。
How did this come to be?
神在基督耶稣里面造成的。
And this is what was created through God in Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们看以弗所书的第二章。
And let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
13节。
Verse 13. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
这里说我们从前远离神的人。
Here states that we were once far off.
那今天靠着他的血已经亲近了。
But by the blood of Christ, we have been brought near.
所以主耶稣医我们的病啊，就是靠着他的血啊，就是他的赎价啊，他的生命。
And so today, for Lord Jesus to heal us of our sins, our sickness, it is through His blood, through His sacrifice, through the redemption price He has paid.
使我们一个人呢，在属灵上有个大的转变。
So that we as individuals can have a great transformation in our lives.
这个就是神给我们极大的恩典。
This is an exceedingly great promise.
如果神照我们的罪来算我们。
If God was to judge us in accordance to our sins as we deserve,
没有一个人能够在神面站得住。
There is not one person that can stand in His presence.
没有一个人能够活得下去。
There is not one person that can endure and live to survive to the end.
所以，回到路加十七章。
Turning back to Luke chapter 17.
这个人说，十个人说，主啊，可怜我们吧。
And therefore these ten lepers cried out, Lord, have mercy on us.
那可怜的是谁？
And who is the one that is pitiful?
就是我们还没有得到救恩以前。
It is those of us who have yet to receive salvation.
那主耶稣就对他们说。
And Lord Jesus said to them.
再看十七章的十六节。
And verse 16.
十四节。
Verse 14.
说你们去把身体给祭司查看，因为照着摩西的规条，如果洁净的时候，要给律师来查看确定，然后献祭就可以回家。
So Lord Jesus instructed them to go show yourselves to the priest, because according to the Mosaic law, if anyone is cleansed of leprosy, they need to show themselves to the priest so that they can be confirmed that they are now cleansed.
那下面说他们去的时候他就洁净了。
And
去的时候就洁净了。
They went on their way, they were cleansed.
所以我们就可以看得出来主耶稣的话是有权柄的。
And so we see that the word of Lord Jesus indeed carries with it authority and power.
因为他是主，他是掌权者。
Because he is a Lord, a master of this world.
只要他肯，麻风病马上就好。
If he is willing, then all diseases, even leprosy, could be healed.
所以去的时候就洁净了。
And so as they went on their way, they were cleansed along the way.
这个十个人蒙主耶稣的怜悯去的时候他的病就得医治了。
And these ten, as they went on their way to show themselves their priests, they were cleansed on the way.
好，那我们现在就来看这十个人怎么在生活当中来回应神医治他麻风病的恩典。
Now let's study what happened after they have received healing grace from Lord Jesus.
有时候我们常常在讲要感恩感恩，什么叫做感恩？
And many of us always talk about give thanksgiving to God, but what does it mean to live a life of thanksgiving?
啊，当然，我们用言语上常常感谢神，祷告常常感谢神，这是很好，这是献灵祭。
Of course, when we pray or when we speak, words of praise, those are spiritual sacrifices to the Lord.
但是感恩啊，远远超过这是上言语上的感谢。
But a life of gratitude exceeds far beyond just our lip service.
感恩是在生活中有一个具体的表现，来跟感谢的心呢相配。
A sincerely gratitude heart will have a, actions that will match our lives.
用生活上的改变来表现内心对神的感谢。
That we will show in every aspect of our lives that deep appreciation, gratefulness to the grace of God.
好，那我们在这个十个人身上哦，就看到他十个人分作两组。
And in these 10 lepers, we see two different reactions.
第一组就是这一个人。
And then this one group was just one leper.
那第二组是那九个人。
And the other group was the 9 lepers.
那这一个人就是他会感恩。
And this one leper was very grateful for his healing.
其他九个人哦，就在生活中看不出有什么感恩。
And the other 9 did not show any signs of thanksgiving.
那我们就看这个人是怎么感恩的。
And let's see how this one person showed his gratefulness to God.
15节。
And verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God.
这里说一个啊，见自己已经好了，就看到神的恩典这么大啊，在他身上彰显明。
And so when he saw he was healed, he immediately returned and with a loud voice glorified God.
就回来大声归荣耀给神。
And he gave glorify God.
我们想想看哦，这十个人可能离开家庭已经很久了。
And let's think about it. These 10 lepers probably have been away from their home for a long time.
一年、五年、十年、二十年都可能。
It could have been 1 year, 5 year, 10 year, 20 years.
啊，家里面有家人。
They have family members waiting for them at home.
他也可能很多的财产。
Maybe they have abandoned all their possessions.
那在这么多事情里面哦，现在我好了，我可以回去了。我第一个要做什么
？And now that I've been healed, what should I approach first?
那我们就发现九个人做的跟这个做的就不一样。
We see that there are 9 lepers that acted in a way that was very different from the 1 leper.
那九个人，我病已经好了，那看医生，医生已经看病好了，你还去见看医生做什么？
And if the 9 lepers have been healed by a physician, there's no need for them to return to the physician.
那对那一个人来讲，这个病已经好，因为主耶稣可怜我，所以第一件事情就是要回来感谢他。
And but for the 1 leper, he felt that the first thing he must do was to give thanks when he was healed.
所以我们就知道，感恩就是把神摆在第一位。
So we see that to give thanksgiving firstly involves putting God as a priority in our lives.
我们今天的生活实在是太忙。
Today we live very busy lives.
太多事情要做。
There are many things we need to accomplish in our daily lives.
那有时候我们听人讲有空的时候多做圣工，有空时候要来聚会。
And sometimes we'll say that if you have time, come to church service. If you have time, try to do some service to the Lord.
那这样听起来当然也很好啊，有空就来。
It may seem very encouraging to say, well, when you have time, come.
但是这样也可以看得出来，为什么有的人很少看到。
But then we also understand why some people rarely show up.
聚会有时候偶尔看见做圣工更谈不上。
They would show up sporadically for service and for servitude. There's nothing to speak of.
因为我们说有空就来啊，所以他真的有空就来。
Because they'll only come when they have time.
但是生活太忙了，所以有空很少，所以就很少看到。
And when our lives are too busy, they don't have any time left for God.
圣经说主耶稣因我们成为贫穷，他本来是富足的。
And the Bible says that Lord Jesus was rich before, but for our sakes, he became poor for our sakes.
那叫我们因他的贫穷可以富足。
So that through him, we might have the riches of his inheritance.
如果我们这样想哦，他的恩典够大了。
If we think about this carefully, how great is the grace that He has bestowed upon us?
所以什么叫做感恩？把神摆在第一位。
So what does it mean to have gratitude toward God? It means that we will put Him first in our lives.
你如果赚十块钱哦，这个是神的恩典。第十块要先留下来。
In every aspect of lives, if we earn $10, then the $1 belongs to God because that is the tithe that is that God deserves.
然后再去计算其他九块要怎么用。
And then we plan how the other $9 will be used.
啊，这个叫做感恩啊。
And this is called gratitude.
啊，不是全部都用完了，有剩下再来享十一捐，这个就已经神已经不是第一位。
And if we just spend our money as the way we see fit, and then if we have any leftover and then give it to God, then that means that we have not placed Lord Jesus as a priority in our life.
时间也是一样啊。
And this is the same with our attitude toward our time.
24小时扣掉上班，那大概 traffic 什么，大概10小时吧，还有至少还有14个小时。
Every day we have 24 hours. Maybe we spend 10 hours in traffic and work. We have maybe only 14 hours left.
哦，那14小时再扣掉8小时睡觉，最少还有6小时。
And after 8 hours of sleep, we only have maybe 6 hours left.
哦，那我们就用剩下的时间哦，至少也是十分之一给神嘛。
And the remaining 6 hours, at least give a tenth of that to God.
那算一算，十分之一大概也差不多50分钟嘛。
And that is probably 50 minutes.
哦。那这个叫做感恩。
And this is also called giving thanks to God.
而不是我们自己是全部都做完了，我现在来读圣经祷告，那是哪里有时间？
It is not to do everything that we want to do first, and then if we have any time left over, and then spend devotional time with God.
感谢神让我有生命，感谢神让我健康，所以我每一天一定要分别一段时间来亲近他。
If we truly, sincerely thank Him from the bottom of heart, we'll place a priority and carve out a time out of our schedule to spend time to read Bible and pray to God and have our personal time with Him every day.
所以感恩就是把神摆在第一位，因为他来世界上，我们就是他的第一位。
Because thanksgiving means to put Him as a priority, just like Lord Jesus came into this world and placed us as His priority.
这个就是感恩，所以不只是嘴巴感恩而已。
And so we don't just give thanks through our lips, but show it in our deeds.
那第二个。
And secondly,
好，我们再来看。
Let's turn back to Luke 17.
我们看17节。
Verse 17.
Yeah.
So Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9?
主耶稣就问了，得恩典的不是十个吗？那九个在哪里呢？那九个在哪里呢？
Where are the other 9?
可能回家了。
Maybe they went home already.
所以感恩是什么？
And so what does it mean to be grateful?
那一个人他不是被人影响的，因为他只有一个人。
That one person was not influenced by the rest of the people because he was only one person.
所以他会这样做是他自己自动自发做的。
And he was willing to do it because he came out of his own self-motivation.
那其他九个呢？看到第一个回去了，哎，第二个，哎，他也回去了，我就跟他回去。
So, the other 9 people, when they saw the others going home, they just followed the crowd and going home.
到第四个，前面三个回去了，我跟他，反正这么多人都回去了。
The first one going home, second one followed, and the third one, fourth one did the same likewise.
大家九个都回家去了。
Everybody followed the leader and went home to their families.
所以这个教会的精，这个精神，就是我们要有感恩的心。
So the spirit of the church should be a heart of thanksgiving.
不是看人啊。
We don't look at others and what they do around us.
谁在打扫我也要打扫，不然不好意思，你看他都在打扫。
We see other people cleaning, and so we'll feel embarrassed and we want to clean too.
谁这么认真做圣工，我不做不好意思。
And if people are diligent in serving God, we also want to serve, so we will look good too.
这个都不是感恩。
And these type of actions are not out of a thanksgiving heart.
感恩是我从神得到很多。
And thanksgiving, true thanksgiving is where we recognize that we have received indeed a lot from the Lord.
我要感谢神。
We want to make it a point to thank God.
那其他人做不做，那是他跟神的事情。
It doesn't matter to us whether or not other people serve God or not.
所以这个真的感恩啊，信仰是很有力量的。
That is their business. And so if we have this strong motivation in our life to thank God with our life, then that is a prime motivator full of power.
你看教会里面，如果用这个比例，只有十个比一个。
Now, if we compare the ratio of 10 lepers in the church,
如果200人的教会，如果照这个比例，20个人感恩。
Maybe out of a 200-member church, 20 people will show their sincere thanksgiving to God.
都是把神摆在第一位，在服事都是自动自发。
And they will put God first. They will have self-initiative to serve God with a willing heart.
那我们就发现这个教会很有力量。
And we find that this church will be filled with power and guidance of God.
所以感恩不是因为被安排、被勉强、不好意思这个那个，因为我做什么。
And so thanking God doesn't mean because we're scheduled, so we do our work, our duty.
是我欠神的债，我要还债。
It is because we have this attitude that we owe God so much.We need to spend our entire lives and more to repay His debt.
我是神重价买来，今天我是属于神的。
Today I have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, the costly price, so I need to pay Him back.
我要讨神喜欢。
And everything I do in my life must be for pleasing my Lord.
是从心里面对神做的。
It is a heart of gratitude from within the bottom of heart.
这个是感恩的第二个特色。
And this is the second characteristic of a thanksgiving life.
那我们现在再来看，回来看十七章。
Let's turn back to Luke chapter 17.
十六节。
Verse 16. And fell down his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan.
这个地方说这个人就俯伏在耶稣的脚前感谢。
It stated that this leper who turned to Lord Jesus fell down on his face.
那我们看他来求恩典的时候。
At Jesus' feet. And then we see how he came to ask for a favor from Lord Jesus.
十二节的下半句。
In verse 12 it said,
远远站着。
That they stood afar off.
那我们就看出有差别的地方。
And we see the difference now.
感恩是趴在地上。
To thank God means we need to fall on our face at His feet.
这个代表什么？
And what does this mean?
谦卑，对神的尊敬。
This means humility and our respect and honor toward God.
所以感恩的特色就是这个人真的是很谦卑。
And the third characteristic of a life of thanksgiving is truly a person who is filled with humility.
那为什么感恩跟谦卑扯上关系呢？
And what would thanksgiving and humility have in relation?
好，我们现在来看哥林多前书。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第三章，第四章。
Chapter 3, chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章第七节。
Verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. For who makes you differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now, if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it?
这个第七节说，使你与人不同的是谁？
It says, what makes you different from others?
有时候我们常常想，使我跟别人不同，当然是我自己呀，我的才华，我的努力呀。
And many times we will attribute our difference and uniqueness to our own talents and our own hard work.
但是下面一个问题再问，我们就没有办法回答了。
But then the next question we cannot answer anymore.
你有什么不是领受的？
What do you have that you do not receive?
我们想想看，我们有什么不是领受的？
And let's think about it. Is there anything that we naturally have that we did not receive from God?
如果神不愿意，连一分钟都活不下去。
If God is not willing, we cannot even survive for 60 more seconds.
生命是从神领受的。
Our life was given by God.
才能是从神领受的。
And our gifts and talents were also given by God.
因为圣经说，有的给他五千，有的两千，有给他一千，是神给的。
The Bible says some are distributed 5,000 talents, some are 2,000, some 1,000. It is all given freely by the choice of God.
机会是神领受的。
And the opportunities are also controlled by God.
所以很多的恰巧联合在一起，你就发现那个是神的安排。
And when we experience many coincidences together, we find that it is the wonderful arrangement of God.
所以什么都是从神领受的。
And everything that we have received is through the hand of the Lord.
那如果从神领受，神也可以拿走。
And if we have received everything from the hand of the Lord, He can also take it away from us.
那当我们有一个觉悟，我一切都是从神领受的。
Once we've come to this realization that everything that we have today was given by our Lord Jesus,
神也可能拿走。
And we recognize that He also can take it away from us.
忽然间我们就变成很谦卑。
And suddenly we become very humble.
尼布甲尼撒王看到自己的成就。
When Nebuchadnezzar saw his own glory.
这不是苹果的大能大力建设的吗？
His own achievements, he glorified himself and said, was not because my hands I made this possible.
他忘记他是从神领受。
He forgot that everything he has was bestowed by God.
神不愿意他就出去跟动物吃草七年了。
If God was not willing, he went into the wilderness and just lived like an animal on a grass.
有一天他抬头望天。
It was not until when he lifted up his head and looked at the sky.
他觉悟一个道理。
He came to one important realization.
至高的神在人的国中掌权。
That the high and mighty lofty God is controlling among the world of people below.
那要将王位给谁就给谁。
And that he determines who he will give the throne to.
他现在知道王位也是神给的。
And he realized that his throne was given by God.
那他这样谦卑下来，神就带他回来当王。
And when he humbled himself, then God recovered his kingship.
所以会让人谦卑，就是从心里面真的有一个感谢，我今天一切都是神给我的。
And if we are truly humble, we recognize that everything that we have today was given by God.
我们是什么？只不过是尘土而已。
And who are we? We're nothing but dust.
我们这样想，我们就很谦卑。
And then we will become very humble.
好，那感恩的好处是什么？
And what is the benefit of giving blessing?
好，我们来回来看路加十七章。
Or thanksgiving. Let's turn back to Luke chapter 17.
再回来看十六节。
Let's turn back to verse 16.
说这个人俯伏在耶稣的脚前。
And this person fell down at the feet of Jesus.
当他来求恩典的时候，他是远远站着。
Before, when he was asking for mercy, he stood afar off.
所以我们看到他来感恩的时候，他跟主耶稣那个距离已经变成很近了，就跪在耶稣的脚前。
And now that we see that he's giving thanks, he's so close to Jesus, he's just at his feet.
以色列民本来是蒙神所爱的。
And the Israelites once was a nation beloved by the Lord.
哥林多前书说他们发怨言。
But then 1 Corinthians says they complain to God.
所以神就厌弃他们。
And so God forsake them.
很多在旷野就死了。
And many of them died in the wilderness.
所以这个怨言让神跟人的关系会疏远。
And so complaints can separate us from God.
凡事谢恩。
So we should always give thanks.
包括在不如意顺利，我们还是感谢神。
And everything give thanks, whether or not it's good or bad.
这好像夫妻的关系啊。
And this is just as in between a couple.
如果你先生下班回来。
When a husband returns from work.
就开始埋怨太太，为什么家里都不整理。
The husband complains, how come the wife doesn't clean up the house?
那现在太太就埋怨先生。
And then the wife complains to the husband.
我在家里看孩子这么辛苦，你回来都不帮了。
And I'm taking care of the children, and I'm so tired. Why aren't you helping out when you come home from work?
那这个夫妻关系会越来越差。
And then this couple's relationship will continue to sour.
因为埋怨使人夫妻之间的距离会拉远。
Because complaints will distance our relationship from one another.
倒过来。
And then on the other opposite hand.
你先生回来先感谢太太。
If the husband comes home and thanks the wife first.
感谢神。你感谢你你这个孩子很辛苦，我来帮你带一下，你休息。
Thank you for taking such good care of the children. You must be tired. Let me take care of the children now.
或者太太说你今天上班也是很辛苦了，在公司也很多受气我来弄个东西给你吃。
And the wife instead says, thank you for working so hard at work today. Maybe you had to endure a lot of grief. Let me cook something for you.
就这样态度转变，然后讲的话不一样，你发现夫妻非常好。
And just a simple change in the attitude of our words, the relationship could become very intimate.
所以我们跟神的关系要常常感谢，什么事情都要感谢。
And therefore we need to continually praise and thank God and our relationship to be close to God.
万事互相效力，爱神的就会得益处。
And all things give thanks, for all things work for the good of those who love him.
所以我们可以看到这个人感谢，跟主耶稣距离就拉近了。
We see how this man gave thanks to God, and he was very close to Lord Jesus.
感谢就是灵祭，是神所悦纳。
And thanksgiving is a form of sacrifice that God will surely accept.
好，我们再回来看十七章。
Let's turn back to chapter 17.
十九节。
Verse 19. 请读。And he said to them, Arise, go your way, your faith has made you well.
你的信救了你。
Your faith has made you well.
这个救有两层的意思。
And this, Chinese says rescue, has two meanings.
第一个。
Firstly,
让他的麻风病得医治。
That he was healed physically of this disease, leprosy.
那因为他回来感谢主。
And because he came back to give thanks to God,
他跟主的关系很亲近。
And because his relationship with God is now reconciled and close.
第二个救恩就是灵魂的得救。
The second salvation he has received is the salvation of his soul.
那其他九个人呢？
What about the other nine lepers?
他肉体是得神恩典。
In fact, their bodies was healed by God.
他就把耶稣当作医生，好了，就不拜拜，不需要他。
But they treated Lord Jesus as simply a doctor for their physical needs only. And after they are healed, they just said goodbye.
他就丧失更大的恩典。
But now they have lost a far greater reward.
就是灵魂的救恩。
And that is the salvation of their souls.
所以我们在教会里面真的看到好多人得神的恩典。
We see in our church so many people have in fact received blessings from God and miracles.
那现在在哪里呢？
Beyond belief, yet where are they today?
为什么不见了呢？
Why have they disappeared?
如果他们真的过感恩的生活。
And they truly live a life of gratitude.
他们要得到更丰盛的生命。
They will receive a more abundant life and even more blessings from God.
更大的救恩。
And even greater salvation.
就是灵魂的得救。
Which is the salvation of their soul.
但是问题解决了，跟主耶稣就拜拜。
But now that their worldly problems are already fixed, they just said goodbye to God and church altogether.
丧失最大的福气。
And they have lost some ultimate treasure.
就是天国的福分。
And that greatest inheritance in heaven.
所以感恩是什么意思？
And so what does it mean to be thankful?
第一个，
Firstly,
把神摆第一位。
It is to put God first in every aspect of our lives. Secondly,
自动自发。
It is to take self-initiative to do everything we can to repay the debt of love.
第三个，
Thirdly,
谦卑。
And to humble ourselves.
这种生活叫做感恩。
And this life of thanksgiving is indeed a great indeed acceptable by the Lord.
这是神所悦纳的生活。
This is a pleasing life in the eyes of God.
唱诗。
And I sing him.
496.
496.
下个月底的灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let's remember to pray for the spiritual convocation that's coming next month.
让我们多带朋友来参加我们的聚会。
We pray for the courage that we can bring more friends and family to these events.
求主来带领我们的工作。
May the Lord abide and bless the work that we do.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.